Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Five men have been charged in the death of a Lac des Flambeaux man late last year. A state assistant attorney general has filed charges in Iron County against Richard Allen of Hurley, Joseph Luger, now in the Vilas County Jail, James Luger of Woodruff, Curtis Wolf of the Oneida County Jail, and Evan Ungst, also in the Iron County Jail. Allen and Ungst are 27 years old, Joseph Luger and Wolf are 26, and James Luger is 19 years old. The body of 25-year-old Wayne Valier Jr. was found in the town of Mercer on New Year's Day. He had been missing since late December. A coroner reported Valier died of multiple gunshot wounds. The complaint alleges the men beat Valier and then allegedly shot him and dumped the body along Swamp Creek Road. Each man faces charges, including conspiracy to commit first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. Ungst was charged with aiding a felon and obstructing an officer in Vilas County, in addition to Wednesday's charges. A clever new e-cigarette has emerged among young people. Community health specialist at Oneida County Health Department, Corey Zelazowski, details the Juul e-cigarette.
One of our students who represents our Rhinelander Fact Group sent us a message and said that she had seen some students using it. So we've been keeping our eye on it, and across the state now we're seeing a huge increase in youth using these Juul e-cigarettes. And they're basically the same thing as regular e-cigarettes, except for they're made to resemble a USB flash drive.
Zelazowski says by making them look like flash drives, they're much easier to fool parents, teachers, and others. She says the e-cigarettes can plug into a computer to charge like a USB drive. She says they work just like any other e-cigarettes.
It's exactly like a regular e-cigarette. It has the e-juice. They can be nicotine or non-nicotine containing e-juices. We are finding that most of the kids are using the nicotine-containing e-juices, though.
Zelazowski says the marketing includes a variety of flavors, and they're labeled as a harmless smoking alternative.
It's not a safe alternative, especially for our youth, because what is happening is they're using these e-cigarettes thinking they're safe, non-harmful, because that's the way they're marketed, and then they become addicted to the nicotine, and then they start to use other cheaper tobacco products, because these Juul e-cigarettes do cost a lot to be using. And then once they start getting addicted, they turn to maybe little cigars or cigarillos, which are cheaper to purchase.
There is a new website with more information at tobaccoischanging.com. At Tuesday's town board meeting in Three Lakes, taxpayers got an update on four major construction projects currently underway. WXPR's Don Sadlowski has more.
Construction was slated to begin in early 2018 on a new town office complex, while simultaneously next door, major renovations to the Demmer Library are being undertaken. But meeting attendees learned that one of those projects has hit a snag. Town Chairman Jeff Bruss explains.
Number one, the library has been put out to bid, and they're going to award that on February 20th, or scheduled to award that on February 20th. The town was put out to bid as well. We did not put out the bids properly, would be the best way to put that, and we are going to put those out again for a rebid.
Bruss didn't comment on whether the delay in making an award would push back the groundbreaking. Completion of both projects is still planned for November. In other news, the board received a status report for the reconstruction of two dams. On Thunder Lake, photos were distributed to the town board members showing the project was substantially complete. Town engineer Jim Bowman from MSA Professional Services in Rhinelander elaborated.
So Thunder is 95%. We'll call it 90%. But it's, you know, they have to come back. They've got restoration and things like that. There may be some discussion as with the Thunder Lake folks as to exactly what the final adjustability is.
Over on Maple Lake, the town is expecting the final report on project completion to be filed by March 15th. Don Sadlowski, WXPR News.
Wisconsin Public Service is out in area schools to teach students about the benefits and things to be aware about concerning natural gas. Spokesperson Matt Cullen says the presentations are designed to give students a clearer idea where the heat and electricity they use come from.
Each February, WPS Natural Gas Mechanics provide safety presentations on natural gas to help students throughout our service area learn how to safely use natural gas as an energy source. And this is a companion presentation to our Path to Ground Electrical Safety Program, which are provided each January.
Cullen says the presentations are a core commitment to safety, so the presentations talk about carbon monoxide and the signs and symptoms if someone is suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning. A presentation is Thursday at Sugar Camp Elementary School, next Tuesday at Nativity Catholic School in Rhinelander, Thursday, February 15th at Tomahawk Middle School, and Friday, February 23rd at Crandon Middle School. Forecast for tonight, clear with a low around 13 below. Wind chills 15 to 25 below. Thursday, sunny with a high near 13. Friday, sunny, high near 13. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe. Here on WXPR with Jeremy, I'm Ken Kroll.